Winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification. And they're satisfying to scratch, no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery Scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now, that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.
Introducing the Lowe's List for Innovation. While our aisles are filled with innovative products, we've selected our favorites just for you. Like the exclusive Whirlpool washer with industry-first 2-in-1 removable agitator. We love this washer because you can customize any load. And with other smart features to streamline your laundry routine, this product is a must-have for families. Shop the full Lowe's List of top picks at Lowe's.com. Lowe's, home to any budget, home to any possibility. U.S. only.
Hi, folks. Welcome to another episode of Film Study. This is Ken McCusick, joined here today by somebody I met on Twitter just yesterday. Robbo, how you doing today?
I'm doing well today, Ken. And I appreciate you bringing me on air.
We appreciate having you. Always looking to get new viewpoints on. And Robbo comes on and wants to talk to us today about the undrafted free agents the Ravens have. Of course, they have some guys from this year, some promising guys, we think, although it's a very tight roster, and then also some guys from last year. But I'll let you kind of lead it off, Robbo, and you're Robbo15 underscore on Twitter, correct?
Correct.
All right. Wonderful.
Well, the first person I would like to talk about is Darius Washington. And I guess we can say that he's more so, I don't want to say a need this year, but he's in the mode of, I want to say, the honey badger.
There you go.
And we know that Eric DaCosta was targeting the honey badger before he actually signed Earl Thomas. So this would be a great opportunity for Adrian Washington to make the team and learn about a year or two, just under the safety that we have now. And I like Washington because he's like more so relentless on the field. And the year before he went undrafted, he was actually graded as the second highest safety in the country by PFF. At a 90.1 grade point average, and I don't understand how did he go undrafted. But well, either way, we have a steal with him. I believe that he will be a pillar of the Baltimore Ravens defense for the incoming future, and maybe like the next great undrafted free agent in the mold of like a Bart Scott or a Darius Thomas type. But the other one I would like to talk about is...
Let me respond with Washington first, if you don't mind that.
Okay.
So Washington, a smaller guy. Obviously, some of the reason he didn't get drafted this year was because of some speed concerns. He's up in there in the 4.6s in terms of his running. The guy who he reminds me of a little bit is Bob Sanders, who used to play safety for the Colts. Mm-hmm. A shorter guy, very tough guy, but always was hurt. Because he was a little bit too small to be playing in the NFL in a lot of ways, Bob Sanders was. But one hell of a player when he's on the field, that's for sure. I think you're absolutely right about the Ravens' need at both safety and cornerback. I'm looking ahead at cornerback, and the Ravens have four guys who appear like they're about to be gone. And Tavon Young might not be here next season, and he plays slot corner, which would be perfect for Washington. And they have Jimmy Smith, who's in the perpetual last year's contract, always seems to be last year around. Marcus Peters is going to be very expensive next year and then the last year of contracts. So that's always a time when people are more likely to be caught. I like Marcus Peters, hope it doesn't happen, but it's possible. And then Anthony Averett, a fourth-year player who's going to be a free agent after this year. So the Ravens, while they have a very deep cornerback position this year, they don't have a lot for 2022.
I didn't really look at him as like a corner, mm-hmm. but... I guess they look at him different. So,
you look at him more as a free safety,
correct?
Okay,
because of his speed concerns.
Okay. Yeah, that's a good possibility too. The Ravens have some guys, obviously, but at safety, they've got a very deep safety position this year. Same kind of
Hello?
Thing. I'm still here. Can you hear me okay? I'm still here, Robbo. Anyway, I'm just going to keep talking. Hopefully you'll hear me and this will be okay. But yeah, the Ravens have six guys at safety, including a couple guys who really only play special teams. And our Darius Washington might be a guy who goes to the practice squad. If he got hurt, maybe he's a guy they keep on IR for the year. But anyway, I think there's a pretty good chance. And I think you're in good company. A lot of people think he's really the guy among the undrafted free agents.
Yes, I believe he is too.
But who did you want to talk about next?
Adrian Ealy, the offensive tackle or guard from Oklahoma. And this is more so just because of the whole Oklahoma Ravens pipeline and the need that we have on the offensive line. So, and he looked, and his performance at the Senior Bowl was basically the standout. I'm not sure how did he go undrafted.
I think I know why he wasn't drafted. He had a terrible combine. So that was one of the things that, you know, a lot of people had a problem with. He historically bad combine, of kind of at the same level as
Orlando Brown.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. He's also got very short arms for a tackle. So that's not ideal. That said, I loved it that they were able to get him undrafted because he was right on the verge of a guy I would have projected as a draft for the Ravens. And, you know, the Ravens didn't get that developmental tackle they could have had.
Yes. So would you play him at tackle or guard because of his short arms?
I was just going to ask you that question, but I think it makes more sense to have him play at guard. And yeah, I haven't watched enough tape of him to see if he really has the mobility to play left guard, because the Ravens, of course, pull mostly from left to right.
From left to right.
Yeah. So he would have to be able to do that. Yeah. Have you watched some that you think you're comfortable either way saying?
I'm actually not an expert on him because I'm really a Miami fan. I just watch Oklahoma here and there just around draft time. So, but I guess more so the connection between, I saw like the whole combine with him and Zeus just had jumped out when I found out what he is timing and stuff. So, but he's somebody that I would think that they would develop and have a chance to contribute in the future if possible.
All right. That's cool. Robbo, can you do me a favor? Talk directly into the phone if you can. That's going to help us get better sound here, if you don't mind.
Okay.
And I appreciate it. I know a lot of people do this, by the way. You look off into space to try and like remember how to spell a word or remember your thoughts. And I do that too, but I have to speak into the microphone or I lose you sometimes. So okay. Adrian Ealy, excellent choice. Our Darius Washington, love him. Who else you got among your guys that you really like?
Dante, I don't know how to pronounce his last name, from Graceland, the wide receiver.
Okay. I think it's Silenso, but I'm not 100% sure. It might be Silenso.
Well, that's what we're going to go with, Silence. So, and I like him because even though his size is listed at 6'1"-ish, he plays bigger. And I believe that he would have, like, even though he would have to work his way through the roster, but he has more so like he was one of Lamar Jackson's high school teammates. And I'm not sure if Lamar actually requested they sign him or how does that work, but it seems like it would be something there from the past. If it does happen, he does get on the field with Lamar somehow. I mean, but that's a long shot. And I believe that he plays special teams very well. So that's one of the ways I think he would make the team because of special teams. Even though we're very deep at receiver. If not, then he would just be like a stash for next year.
They could have injuries always. I mean, injury has created opportunities for so many NFL players. You know, it's the way in for most. And, you know, the Ravens may find a place for him on the practice squad, I think. And it could be they have a couple injuries. All of a sudden, he's on the roster. And Lamar's connection with him, I think you're right not to discount that. I think that's important. And, you know, he may get to play pitch and catch with Lamar during the off season. He may, mm-hmm. You know, have other opportunities to develop that bond. And we've already seen how important it is for Brown, say, relative to Boykin. Now, Boykin has problems as a receiver. I'm not going to say he's perfect or anything, but Boykin's also on the left side and almost seems ignored a lot of the time by Lamar, mm-hmm. Either by scheme or by connection with him.
Right. That's what I see a lot of times, too.
For the ones who get going when the going gets tough, and the ones who know we're tougher together. For the pathfinders breaking new ground, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as fast access to experts and 24/7 customer support. Because we know you have people depending on you, so you can always depend on us. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification. And they're satisfying to scratch, no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery Scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now, that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.
With Boykin.
All right. I want to bring up one other guy. I liked Xavier Kelly. He was a guy that I thought, wow, the Ravens didn't draft a defensive lineman, and they're very old at the position. They got a bunch of guys who are 30 or older. The only guy who's young at all is Matt Abike. I don't really believe Washington is going to make the team this year. So I thought Xavier Kelly would be an excellent guy. And the more I think about it, he got hurt, obviously, in the first OTA. And the more I think about it, it may actually help him stay with the Ravens long term, is that he probably goes to IR this year, and maybe next year he has a good chance to compete for a spot.
That's what I was thinking also. And we have a nice track record at developing defense tackles undrafted. The last one we got, Michael Pierce. Yes.
Yeah, a small school guys, too, they've been real good with, obviously, a defensive tackle, including Brandon Williams. But there's a lot of guys left on this roster from last year. Some of them got a chance to get a little taste of NFL action in that first game. But for all intents and purposes, they're still undrafted free agents, including Adoye, the outside linebacker. And
we have Crawford. A need there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, Crawford, another defensive tackle who might make the team. I thought on several occasions he might be activated last year, but the more I think of it now, they may have been saying, well, we really want to keep him as only a practice squad player in 2020 because we don't want him to get a year of service. Mm-hmm. He still lists as a first-year play on the roster, which is important because you don't want to use one of those 4 years if you can. And so apparently through the rules of elevating the practice squad players, the Ravens did not actually lose the year of eligibility for those guys who played in the Pittsburgh game. So that's really kind of a big deal for the Ravens. They have a few guys who played a few NFL snaps and didn't count as rookies.
Chestnut checkers.
There you go. There you go. Anybody else you'd like to talk about while we're here, Robbo?
Well, I guess Sean Wade. I'm not sure how did we even draft him, because he was before this year, he was projected as a first round pick. And like we was talking about earlier, the need for cornerback is kind of like glaring after this year. So I'm looking forward to him either replacing Tavon Young in the slot, which I believe that he will if Tavon Young doesn't Tavon Young health issues continue to linger in the future. But I don't really know how he looks outside of the slot, so I would like to see him get some playing time. And I'm not sure if the kid we drafted last year from his school escapes me. He was on IR majority of the season.
Not Jeff Stone. You don't mean him, right?
No, not
seventh round pick.
Not him.
Drafted last year.
Cornerback.
Iman Marshall was drafted two years ago.
Oh, 2 years ago. I'm sorry. That's what I'm talking about. Iman Marshall. Because I didn't really get a chance to see him play at all.
Right. Sad situation for Marshall because he's really entering his third year right now. So, you know, the business of football, you got to look at that as that's a guy you only have 2 years to work with. He's lost 2 years to injury. So I think it's unlikely he makes the team. You know, I think a player like Wade probably takes his spot as it was. Wade certainly has to make the team given he was a draft pick. And I agree with you, tremendous value with Wade. Boy, what?
Yes, I know. I know. Almost makes you believe that that Ozzie Newsome still was calling the shots with the type of value that was.
Yeah, great value. Another guy we haven't talked about, but he was pretty much protected all of last year, or a lot of last year, in terms of the practice squad, is the long snapper Nick Moore. But effectively, I mean, he's undrafted, and he'll be in his first year coming up this year with the Ravens, and he could be another really good value. I mean, if you wanted to, if you want to guess at what which undrafted free agent, you know, that will be on the Ravens this year will make some Pro Bowls, Nick Moore would be the guy because the Ravens have a great record with them. Yeah,
of course. Yes, Nick Moore and I forget the linebacker. I heard that he was actually making some noise at the rookie practice. I forget his name.
It could be Daylon Hayes is an outside linebacker.
Oh, no, he's an inside linebacker, not Hayes. I remember Hayes.
Nate McCrary, maybe?
Yeah, Nate McCrary.
He's a running back. Let me come up with who it might be here.
I'm going to say Christian Welsh or something like that.
Okay, so he was on the team last year. He's a second-year player. But they do have some guys who are rookies. The inside linebacker, Barrington Wade.
Oh, Barrington Iowa. Wade. Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Yes. I believe that he will make the team because of the history that we have with inside linebackers making the team.
He has good size, and the Ravens have lacked that recently, although Malik Harrison looks like he has the part. You know, Queen is a little smaller, a little faster, more agile player. Hopefully he can deliver on all the promise of the first round. But, you know, you're right. The Ravens have consistently been able to pick him when it comes to undrafted free agent linebackers.
Yes, they have.
All right. Let me see if there's anybody else we want to just hit on here while we're here in terms of a first year player. Tyler Huntley, of course, still around, and he'll be just a first year player, even though he, you know, almost brought us back in the playoff game. He still has not gotten had his rookie year for in terms of the contract moving forward. Rivers. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's just kind of mind blowing because he almost brought us back.
He might be a guy who takes McSorley's spot as the backup quarterback, I'd have to think.
I believe so, too.
Yeah, you have 4 years with him. Chauncey Rivers played a little outside linebacker in that Pittsburgh game. I thought he looked okay. It didn't really play a lot of snaps, but he's a guy. And then the other guy is Jake Breland, the tight end. I got Eli Wolf there, too. They're both guys who are undrafted, never made the team last year, but I think still have a chance to break in at tight end, particularly if there's an injury situation.
Yes. Well, you know, we always like tight ends, though. But I'm not going to count out the tight end that we just signed undrafted from Virginia. I forget his name. Yeah.
Tony Poljan, and he's a monster of a human being. 6'7", really big. It'd be another blocking tight end. If Nick Boyle were unhealthy for any reason this year, he might be a good replacement there.
Yes, and I heard that we brought in a blocking tight end that was just recently with Tennessee.
Oh, did we?
To work out. Pruitt is his last name, and we worked him out. So I guess we're in the market for blocking tight ends. That should give him a leg up on the competition because of the blocking.
Oh, that'd be Mecole Pruitt.
Yeah, Mecole Pruitt
last year.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that's interesting. I had not heard they worked him out. Always good. Always learn something on this show. Well, Rob, I appreciate you joining us here today. This is wonderful. You're welcome back. If you have another topic you want to discuss, it's like Focus Like This. Other folks, if you're listening in, this is the kind of material we look for to have, you know, people join us who have something interesting they want to talk about, this kind of focus. And I appreciate Robbo coming up with something that we could talk about in about 20 minutes and get done. Robbo, one more time, what's your Twitter handle?
At R-O-B-B-O. 15 underscore on Twitter.
And all right. Always.
Okay. It's always a pleasure too. And I thank you for bringing me on the show. And I look forward to coming back on in the future.
It sounds good, Robbo. We appreciate having you on, and we'll talk to you next time on Film Study.
All right. Yeah.
When your entire life is online, you need more than just speed from your internet. Xfinity gives you reliable in-home Wi-Fi coverage, plus protection from Wi-Fi network threats. Go online, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Restrictions apply.
Winning comes in all shapes and sizes. Every day there's an opportunity for a win, just like scratchers from the Virginia Lottery. Every day grab and go, every day giftable, every day fun. It's where anticipation meets instant gratification. And they're satisfying to scratch, no matter the outcome. Like the new Virginia Lottery Scratcher Colossal Cash. It's loaded with $100 to $500 prizes. Now, that's an everyday win. Drive to the nearest Virginia Lottery retail location and pick up a scratcher today. Odds of winning any prize, 1 in 3.21.